Duncan paced back and forth in front of the fireplace, his mind ablaze with the day's drama. A cheetah. She was a fucking cheetah. As mind-blowing events went, this one topped the list. Apart from the fact that he had a beautiful, naked cheetah woman camped out on his bed, he also had to deal with the fact that poachers were turning out animals to hunt in his mountains. And to think, he lamented the fact that nothing exciting ever happened in Elk Ridge. His first priority... Hell, what was his first priority? He had an injured cheat... woman. What was he supposed to do with her? And he had poachers to catch and make damn sure their days of importing exotic animals were over. He spun around, took two steps toward the bedroom, then stopped and walked back to the fireplace again. The bedroom was out. She was in his bed. Naked. There was only so much temptation a red-blooded man could take, and a voluptuous, golden-eyed goddess laid out like a Christmas present might well be construed as a temptation. He flexed his fingers, then curled them until the skin stretched and whitened across his knuckles. A sound from the bedroom had him yanking his head around. He strode out of the living room and rounded the corner into his room. He caught the door frame with his hand as he came to a halt. His breath stuck in his throat, swelled and rebounded in his chest. The fur he had covered Aaliyah with was bunched around her feet. She lay on her hip, but her upper body was twisted so that her back was pressed to the bed. Her left arm was thrown wide to the side, and her right hand was curled into a fist at her shoulder. She was quite beautiful, even in her state of distress. Apart from the inflamed-looking wound on her leg, her skin was unmarred by a single blemish. Slender legs led up to rounded hips, a tiny waist and two spectacularly formed breasts. Jesus, they were perfect. She was perfect. Gently rounded nipples, a soft peach color, so soft-looking that he caught himself swallowing as he imagined tasting them. He closed his eyes. He couldn't go there. He was turning to leave when she moaned again. As he looked back over her, he could see a sheen of sweat glistening on her forehead. Her head twisted from side to side, and then her eyes blinked open. They glittered gold, and the pupils elongated and shrank to a vertical sliver. Her muscles twitched and jumped, and he realized she was fighting against her instinct to shift. Unsure of whether he should stay, or whether he should get the hell out of the bedroom and lock the door, he stood there, not knowing whether to shit or go blind. Her distress decided things for him. He turned to the bed and knelt over her. "Aaliyah," he whispered urgently. "Aaliyah, wake up, honey." He reached down to touch her damp face. Tenderly, he pushed a tendril of golden hair behind her ear, and she nuzzled her cheek into his palm. Her eyelids fluttered, and he breathed in relief when he saw her eyes were back to normal. "Duncan?" "I'm here," he said. Then he looked down and realized his hand still rested against her cheek. He started to pull it away, but she caught his fingers in his hand. "No, don't go," she said. "Please." To his utter astonishment, she reached over and wrapped her arms around his waist, then proceeded to snuggle into his body as tightly as she could. Oh, hell. He relaxed on the bed to alleviate the awkwardness of the position, which sent her seeking further into his arms. "It's been so long." "Since what?" he asked, as he soothed her hair with his hand. "Since I felt another's touch on my skin." She rubbed her cheek over his chest, and then impatiently shoved at his shirt, raising it so she could press her face to his bare skin. She ran her hands up his ribcage and over his chest, as if she couldn't get enough. Her warm lips glanced over the hollow, and he groaned as his cock, which had jumped to attention the moment she touched him, swelled painfully in his jeans.